So welcome back to the next series of modules in the marketing course here at Christian Leadership Institute. And this is kind of an exciting shift because this email marketing in a nutshell represents a distinct shift away from the fundamental knowledge stuff to where we start talking about specific things that help you operate your nonprofit agency or your ministry or perhaps a small business, kind of almost from a street level perspective. This isn't theoretical knowledge as much as we're going to be talking to you about things you need to know to be successful at doing email marketing or search marketing or any of the other topics that we got coming up here before we get to the end of our course. So in this particular one, we're going to be talking about email marketing in a nutshell. What to expect from this presentation? The big thing that's important here is if you're in a nonprofit agency or a ministry or a church or a small business or a medium-sized businesses, understanding the role that email marketing plays in the overall growth of your organization. There's five phases of email marketing, and one of our objectives here is to help you understand what the goal and the sequence is for each of those five phases. Who is it on your team that owns the email marketing role? There's different people in your organization, everybody from the CEO or the managing director on down to the marketing guy that's typing the email into the email program that's going to be sending out these emails. Who owns that email marketing role, and what sort of decisions are they going to make? And then we're going to the slide here actually did include some information about training and certification, but that is kind of extra to what we're doing here. So we're going to be ignoring that last item there about learning how to use the training and certification. So what's the role of email marketing in any organization, whether it's a nonprofit or for-profit business? Get my clicker to work here. Email marketing is used for actually quite a wide range of activities nowadays in the digital age, I guess. I was just now kind of thinking back about 10 years ago to like 2006, 2007. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't, but the U.S. Post Office very nearly went bankrupt. And if you think about what happened during that time, they made a shift away from mailing out their bills every month, or I should say these utilities, like the gas company, the electric company, or whatever, moved away from mailing out a monthly bill along with the envelope that you put a check in and you mail it back to sending you the bill via email. And the volume of mail, first-class mail, that the post office was delivering dropped by nearly 40% within a one-year span. And that kind of a precipitous drop is going to have a major impact no matter what kind of business you're in, whether it's delivering mail or delivering beverages or groceries or whatever. If you have a 40% drop, you're going to notice. So email marketing is actually quite comprehensive. Retention of customers, you're sending them new offers to come back and to keep their, actually continue sending you their business. You can use email to reactivate customers that you maybe haven't heard from in a while. Generating referrals, direct sales by sending them an offer in the email. It says, if you send me $5, I'll send you this. Engagements, where you start sending a lot of content out regarding a topic that is of mutual interest. Generating traffic to a website, like an e-commerce website, or to a website for your particular organization. Branding, that's a topic that's near and dear to many marketing people, of getting a name out there and building awareness of, oh yeah, I've heard of them. Customer acquisition, that's where you might be actually doing things in a situation where you're trying to get people to place their orders with you instead of with your competitor. So there's a whole variety of email marketing activities that fall under the whole paradigm of email marketing. So hopefully that made sense. I don't know. So anyway, the goal of email is to assist and expedite in moving a customer from one stage of the value journey to the next. And you'll see on this particular slide that, and it doesn't come through well, but you can see that from a time a customer or a prospect becomes aware of you, of your nonprofit, of your business or whatever, there are different stages on that journey where they become aware of you, where they start spending some time checking you out, where they start getting enthusiastic about you, about your product, about your service, about whatever it is you're doing, to the time where they start sending you their time, their money, their resources, up until you get to the upper right-hand corner where they start becoming your best ambassador, your best advocate. And email marketing is designed to reach, simultaneously reach, maybe via separate messages, but to reach people at each stage on this value journey pathway that we've got diagrammed out here. So email marketing can play a very critical role for you in whatever it is you're trying to achieve, whichever one of those email marketing strategies that you are implementing targeting any one of these steps. Email marketing has pinpoint accuracy. So here's a quick question for you. What types of emails are needed to move a customer through each one of those stages of that value journey that you just saw there? So, three types of emails that you might want to be aware of: transactional emails, relational emails, and promotional emails. So, these are going to be the three types of emails that you're going to be working with that answer this particular question. What kind of emails are needed to move a customer through each stage of the value journey? And here's your answer. There's three types. There's transactional, there's relational, and there's promotional. And we're going to take a minute to talk about all three of these because they are actually very important. Email marketing fact, obviously spelled marketing wrong. The average revenue per transactional email is 2 to 5 times higher than standard bulk email. And think about the key word in this sentence is transactional. Context here is you have a specific reason for sending an email to this individual other than spamming them or sending out a lot of advertising. You're sending out a transactional email that might be in reference to an order. It might be in reference to a question that they've asked you. So this is what transactional emails are all about. Types of transactional emails: you get order confirmations, you get purchase receipts, shipping notices, account creation confirmations, return confirmations, support tickets, password reminders, or even confirmation of an unsubscription to your email list. So those are some examples of transactional emails. And the reason that the revenue is so much higher for these types of emails is because there's already been some sort of an established relationship that's existed here. Email marketing fact: companies that use email to nurture leads, nurture sales leads, will generate 50% more sales-ready leads at 33% lower cost. And here's why. Types of relational emails. When you have a sales lead comes in, it means that someone has raised their hand and said, you know what, I'm interested. I'm kind of aware of you guys. I want to go to that next step on the value journey path and check you out. I want to get some content from you. I want to do a little research. I want to get to know you a little better. I want to find out what this product or the service is all about. And they instantly get tapped into the relational emails that you send out. And some examples of that might be a new subscriber welcome. When they sign up online, they give you their email address, and you respond back with a welcome email, and you say, hey, welcome to the family. Here's what we're all about. We got a lot of content we'll be sending you in the near future, etc. Gated content delivery. This is stuff that might exist on a membership-only website. Newsletter, blog articles, webinar confirmations, social updates of stuff that you've published on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or wherever. Sweepstakes and contest announcements, and referral requests, survey reviews, so on. So those are types of relational emails. And this is a kind of an important step in the whole scheme of sending out emails. They're not just spamming stuff to a list of unknown people. These are people who have contacted you, and you're responding back, and you're delivering valid content here. And that's important. You're developing that working relationship with them. Email marketing facts: 66% of consumers have made a purchase online as a direct result of an email marketing message. And types of promotional emails that you send out, promotional content like coupons, gated content, again, sale announcements, new product releases, new product introductions, webinar announcements, video conferences that you might be scheduling, event announcements, trial offers, upgrade offers, upsells, that type of thing. And this is probably an area that most people are very, this type of email is where most people are very familiar with, as far as constantly being bombarded in your spam folder with people selling this, that, or the next thing. Those are all promotional emails. But they, if you deliver these promotional emails at the wrong point in the relationship and the wrong point on that value pathway that we showed you a few moments ago, people will react to this with very negatively. It's only after you establish that relationship with them and you've started delivering some good content that you will want to kind of take them to that next level of delivering promotional stuff. Well, if you like this, then, you know, here's a product that you might want to try. So another question: when should you send each type of an email, and who should you send them to? So it's a perfect segue from what I was just talking about. And there's only really two types of emails that should be broadcast to your entire mailing list, email list, or your entire database. Promotions and content, everything else, and I actually should back up a minute, promotional type emails and relational content type of emails. Everything else is triggered by a specific action that they've taken or you've taken, or behavior. And one of the beauties of existing in a digital world is it's real easy to segment people online based on buttons that they click, pages that they visit, requests that they make, and so forth. So just because you can trigger a message doesn't mean that you should. Some examples of triggered emails. And triggered emails are the types of emails that on that value journey worksheet that we were talking about that I showed you a while back, or a few minutes ago. Triggered emails would be emails that are sent because they click on a button. Send me more information. Send me a sign me up to create an account, or, you know, send me more, you know, whatever. It's a result of a distinct action that the customer or the target market person has taken. And so you're going to be dealing with things like subscriber welcomes, lead magnet delivery. There's kind of a new term there for you, but maybe I think we get into that a little bit later. Lead magnet is kind of like bait, if you can think of a fishing analogy. Lead magnet is, well, here's a really cool report. I'll send it to you for free or for a very low price. If you want to exchange your email address, I'll send it to you. That's an example of a lead magnet. Registration confirmations, purchase receipts, shipping receipts, segmented promos, referral requests, cart abandonment, re-engagement, all that stuff is examples of triggered emails that will move people from one point on that value journey to the next point on that value journey.